Picture a dance, whatever it is that comes to mind when you hear the word. Maybe it's a ballerina leaping, a group moving in synchronized choreography, or two people tangled in a tango. Whatever it is, they're probably using their feet, right? But at a recent dance workshop in Phoenix, most of the dancers' feet never even touch the ground. The show's Annika Klein takes us to the floor.
Leah LaFartha is dancing. The whirring sound that slides in and out of the music, that's her power chair zooming across the wood floor of the dance studio.
It's a process. You kind of have to relearn how to do everything.
When she started using the chair, LaFartha had to relearn how to move around her own home, how to get in and out of buildings with obstructions like stairs, and how to dance.
The chair is a tool because without it, I would be hunched up and immobile.
Jolene Detage has branched out from her hobby of acting to give dance a try and says for her, it takes the chair beyond just a practical tool.
As far as in dance, it's almost like an extension of yourself and you're kind of moving with the wheelchair and you're kind of using it as part of different dance scenarios.
And we're just going to explore, it starts really simply, light resistance. See what that feels like?
Allison Yoder is one of the facilitators of this three-hour workshop called Dance Mixability. She's a local dancer.
Being cognizant of the chair and the joystick.
Oh, yeah.
You can also
Yoder does not use a wheelchair, but she guides the four wheelchair dancers and one able-bodied dancer through different exercises, always reminding them to translate movement in their own way.
So put the idea of it into your own body in whatever way that looks like for you.
Sometimes people just don't think that people in wheelchairs are able to dance.
Katie Griffith has been interested in inclusive dance classes for years, but says the dance classes she's tried to attend have been inconsistent. She's really hoping this workshop becomes a regular class she can take.
Just to be out there and be able to show people that just because I use a wheelchair doesn't define me is really something that makes me proud that I'm able to do that.
Wheelchair dancing itself is nothing new. In fact, many dance groups around the country bring in dancers of different body types to emphasize diversity, rather than hunting for dancers with the same body type.
I truly believe that every single person has a dancer inside of them already.
Marissa Hamamoto founded Infinite Flow, that's a wheelchair ballroom dance company in California. She's able-bodied, but recovering from a temporary paralyzation in 2006 led her to want to teach dancers with and without disabilities. She says the idea of dancing is kind of intimidating for people across the board.
There's tons of people that come to me saying, hey, I have two left feet. And I have a ton of people that come to me say, hey, I have two left wheels. What am I supposed to do?
And she says teaching them that, yes, they actually can dance is one and the same. She says she's noticed what holds wheelchair users back is not so much the chair.
But how people perceive them.
Pick it up!
Yoder has led Dance Mixability workshops a few times and plans to offer them more regularly next year. She wants participants to teach too, so she can learn from the dancers using wheelchairs.
Another area of interest for me is like, how do I adapt my body to the kinds of movements that people in chairs are able to do, like with the power chairs, the kind of like swooping, gliding.
At one point in the workshop, LaFartha makes a suggestion to try to mirror each other's movements in sweeping circles. And they really pick up speed in the chairs.
You guys are so gliding. I was like, how do I glide?
Turns out you can fit a lot of different movement into three-quarter time. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.